بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترك همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Palestine became top issue in Islamic world due to Imam Khomeini and Islamic Revolution. This is the part of a speech delivered by the leader of Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, on June 4, 2023, on the occasion of 34th anniversary of Imam Khomeini's demise. Our youth especially need to keep this in mind, that the enmity of global arrogance with the Iranian nation will not disappear because of certain case-specific retreats. During the last few decades, in some administrations, there were individuals who believed in retreating and giving concessions to the other party. In one of these administrations, the same countries that we had retreated from before summoned our president to court in absentia. They issued an indictment in court for the Iranian president. Or in another administration, Iran was labeled as the axis of evil. These retreats are not enough for them. What they want is to bring Iran back to the period before revolution. They want a dependent Iran. They want an Iran that has no identity. They want an Iran that has its eyes set on others. That is what they want.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
These retreats are not enough for them. Let's not make a mistake. This is what I want to tell the nation of Iran and our dear youth. Whoever loves Iran, whoever wants the welfare of the country, whoever wants improvement in our economy, whoever is suffering from economic problem and livelihood issues and wishes to solve them, whoever wants a high and honorable status for Iran in the world's upcoming order, whoever wants these things must strive to give faith and hope to the nation. This is a duty. It is a duty for all of us. This is all I have to say to the educated elite, to the revolutionary nuclei, to the political groups and organizations, and to all of our people. We must all strive to keep this faith and hope alive in the country. My advice is to strengthen people's faith and hope. The enemy's objective is the same faith and hope. The enemy's extensive effort, which I will now say in a few words, are aimed at destroying the faith and hope that resides in people. It wants to weaken the faith of the people and to extinguish the flames of hope in people's hearts, especially the youth. My advice is to strengthen people's faith and hope.
Allah, I wanna thank you. You've done for me.